Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of PSCU's member forum here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And with me in the studio lounge is Mr. Scott Young from PSCU. Scott, how are you?
Hi, Mike. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, glad to have you. I know of you, so.
And I know of you.
Okay. Well, then where we go? We're good. But this is my first time meeting you, so
likewise.
Nice to meet you. So, hey, before we get to talking about cryptocurrency, everything everyone's talking about, and then obviously the partnership with Amount as well, tell me about the conference, because you just got out of a session as well, but tell me about the conference and how it's been for you this time around.
You know, this has been such an electric conference. I think, you know, we were in the advisor groups earlier in the week, and everybody's calling it a reunion.
Yeah.
And I really feel that's the way it was. Yeah. I wasn't sure how this is going to play out when we got here, but...
Right.
Man, it's just been over meeting everybody's, exceeding everybody's, you know, desires.
Expectations, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I do a quick timeout? I'm going to see if the mic is on. I apologize.
Sure.
I apologize.
No worries.
Oh, no, it's on. Good.
Oh, good.
I'll just cut that out. I'll just
edit
that part. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I think just, you know, in-person collaboration and having these quick 15-minute sessions and conversations, it's been invaluable, right?
Yeah.
And just getting everybody back together as a group.
Yeah. There's nothing better than a face-to-face meeting, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so hard to replicate that in a Zoom environment, you know? You can't have those impromptu meetings in the hallways. Like, what did you think about that session?
Right.
Do you have these same issues, too?
And yeah. And not seeing somebody, like, in a box like this,
exactly.
Right? You're not seeing them in person.
Exactly.
Oh, that's what you look like, right?
Yeah.
That's right, right?
Exactly. Alrighty. So, hey, let's talk about let's start with cryptocurrency, because you just did a session on real-time payments and crypto, the new kids on the payments block.
The new kids on the payments block.
Nice title.
Thank you
I
very
love
much.
It. I love
Thank
it. So, tell me about that. So what? Give us a couple highlights of your session, and we can come
yeah,
from there.
Yeah. So we had the clearinghouse, we had the Fed, and we had Bakkt, who was a cryptocurrency exchange, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how those payments are unique and how they might merge and, you know, what that might look like. You know, I think everybody right now is wondering about crypto. Is it really going to be a viable at POS ever type thing?
Yeah,
and Sheila from Bakkt was mentioning that, you know, right now they're supporting Starbucks, where you can actually redeem crypto through Starbucks through Bakkt.
And oh,
so
my gosh.
That's unique.
Wow.
But I think we all know that crypto up to this point has been pretty much a, you know, an investment.
Right,
you know,
right.
So to speak. But
now it's a payments mechanism.
We're slowly moving there. You know, you have the settlement timing difference that's, mm-hmm. you know, really holding it back right now. But as more and more people get to a point where you can make that quicker,
mm-hmm.
then maybe there's more volatility, or more viability, I should say, into offering crypto.
Gotcha. Yeah, I interviewed Becky Reed from Lone Star Credit Union, and she's, you know, she's obviously the CEO there, but she's such a techie as well. But she was telling me nobody's talking about the payments aspect of crypto. Everyone's like so focused on the investment part of it, the roller coaster and stuff, but the payments is what's really going to drive everything. So
yeah, she was very passionate with me about doing that. And
yeah.
I think, you know, we all feel like stable coins is maybe where the true viability of payments might be, but if you know, decentralized actually turns out to have some sort of settlement that can make that a faster process, you might see more viability for payment at POS.
What do you have? Is there like a timeline on this, or is the crystal ball there so murky that,
you know? So I know you've talked to Lou Grilli on my team,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And so Lou, every time I speak crypto, I always call Lou like an hour before. I says, "What has changed?"
Yeah.
Because inevitably something's changed, right?
Oh, yeah,
he knows. I recently heard at the conference here.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into it yet. Something about Ethereum 2.0.
Okay.
Ether 2.0.
Okay.
So we have to look in that. Supposedly it's expediting and making it less environmental taxing and less, you know.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, so we'll see what that might be doing. It's hot off. I mean, it's hot to me, but I probably not Lou, but it's hot to me. So I have to ask Lou what that all
means.
Yeah,
that's old news to him.
Yeah, probably so.
Oh, gosh. So what is the significance of all this? Because we had, obviously Chuck was in here talking about it as well, and he said, you know, just when I think I understand it, then I see something else, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to educate myself even more about it. So what's the fascination with this? Why is it so prevalent right now? Why is it such a hot thing right now?
Well, I think it's marketing, it's everywhere. I mean, you saw the Super Bowl, there's like four or five ads in the
mm-hmm.
Super Bowl, right, for crypto, and the Staples Center is now crypto.com, and now in Miami it's as well, the stadium, and Miami as a city is trying to rebrand themselves as the crypto capital of the nation.
Are they?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Good for them.
You see the mayor of New York wanting his salary in crypto, and some athletes starting to want their salaries in crypto.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're getting into, you know, the the human aspect of it, and more and more talking about it, it's just created curiosity. Mm-hmm. You know, and crypto value is based on supply and demand, right? So, you know, supply and demand, that's just, you know, marketing efforts are just ramping up the demand part of it.
Yeah, it certainly shed its kind of shady past, because in the beginning it was like this kind of stealthy type digital assets thing that some shady characters were using to get past other types of things. So
now there's still some shadiness going on.
I'm sure there's a lot of shadiness going on. Yeah,
but sure, yeah.
It seems to overtly shed that. You know, I mean, it's still kind of there, obviously, to the folks that really pay attention to it. But for the rest of us, for the mainstream, we're like, all right, let's dive in. Let's go check this thing out, you know?
Yeah, so. I think, you know, if we can have some maybe even light regulation around this. Yeah. Right now there's state regulation, but no federal, you know, and obviously the president's executive order to look into this deeper, right, might help shed some sort of maybe federal guidance and regulation on this. Mm-hmm. I think that might add a little bit more stability and appreciation, or, you know, not so much fear about it, then I think that might help, you know, the situation.
I think so too. Yeah, yeah, it'll somebody told me it'll legitimize it out, actually.
That's a good word. That's a good word.
So, and that'll make people a bit more comfortable. What's your advice for credit unions in this space right now? Because it's so still brand new. We've had a few credit unions on talking about it, obviously, but what's your take? What advice would you give credit unions right now
who are kind of looking into this? So you might have saw the press release. We just did one this week about our microsite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
very cool.
Yeah, we're really proud of that. Shout out to our marketing team for helping us put that together. It's a one-stop shop for all thought leadership. You know, we want, you know, Lou and I and Vlad, we all talk to probably, you know, a dozen credit unions a month about crypto. And I would say it's a pretty polarizing, you know, some are like, I want all in, I want to be everywhere my members are being. And some are like, yeah, I'm not sure I want to put my hat on that right now and promote that to my members when it's so risky and volatile, right? So we created this website as a one-stop shop, like I said, to come and download a lot of content. There's a video out there that credit unions can download, share with their board, share with their executive teams. Mm-hmm. It's a living site, so we'll continuously update it. There's the NCOA regulations out there. There's the Fed papers. We did authored a 9-page white paper that's out there on crypto.
Wow.
So I think, you know, my advice would be start coming to the crypto site, the microsite, psu.com/crypto.
Okay.
And take a look at what's out there. Then I would say have some conversations, like educate your members. They come to us as the financial advisors, right? And I would mine your data. You're probably going to see a lot of ACH and debit data going to the exchanges anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's really interesting stat is any given day, the market cap on crypto is around 2.9 to 2.7 to 3.1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
It took crypto like 7-8 years, and arguably probably the last 2 to 3 years to reach that.
Yeah.
It took credit unions 100 years to reach that from a deposit perspective,
yeah,
right? So you can't deny that there's deposits outflowing to these exchanges.
Yeah, it's a reality. Yeah, the few credit unions that we have had on that are now offering crypto services, that was the theme. It's like we were looking at our data and we saw the money going out to these places, and we said, well, let's offer it, you know? Let's not only legitimize it, but have those types of services come from a trusted source, your credit union, which just adds more value to that financial institution. So that was their take on it.
Yeah, education.
Yeah, that's the big thing right now. All righty, sir. Well, let's switch gears from cryptocurrency, if we can, to your partnership with Amount.
Yes.
So this is actually really big news, and I'm starting to see more and more of Amount in the news.
It's
and the
picked up rather nicely.
They are starting to be everywhere. So tell us a little bit about Amount and what attracted you guys to them.
Yeah, so Amount is a fintech based out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They offer account opening and lending services for some of the nation's largest banks. They are not in the mid-market or the credit union space as of yet. So we've been looking for a partner in that space to offer a seamless, I'm going to call it the Apple Card experience. I think everybody's calling it the Apple Card experience. So if you have the Apple Card, you know, I'm a credit union guy, but I'm also an innovation, so I had to get the Apple Card just to test out the experience, right?
Why not?
So, you know, replicating that Apple Card experience for our members, member credit unions today. But when we looked for those, there wasn't a lot out there, right? And so we found Amount. We've been talking to them for a while. We like what we saw. We actually even invested in them.
Oh, did you?
We closed around, but we invested in them as well. And they are cutting-edge digital lending, seamless experience. Digital first everything,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a breakout session this week here, and it was, not to brag, but it was standing room only.
Good for you.
Thank you. I was really pleased. And so afterwards, talking to both our advisory groups and as well as people after that breakout session, even today, quite a lot of buzz around it. So pretty excited.
So what were people talking about with them? I mean, regarding them, because it's obviously they are buzzworthy.
Yeah. So well, on the main stage, and not only did MasterCard announce that they announced the relationship with Amount offering their BNPL products.
Okay.
We announced our relationship with Amount at the same time. So there's a lot of buzz of both MasterCard announcing that and us announcing it. So, you know, I feel like we're in good company. We both selected Amount for our partnerships there, and that's created a lot of buzz. Everybody wants to know what's MasterCard doing, what's PSD doing in that space. And now I think the fun part is, you know, like I said, we met with our advisory groups. Now the fun part is we get to build the best experience for our credit unions, mm-hmm. right? And it's not just replicate Apple, mm-hmm. but what's the best for the credit union nation, right? What do they need? And so I think Denise might have mentioned this to you earlier in the week, but we're taking a little bit different approach to this. We might, you know, do focus groups and develop our, you know, product development that way, but we're actually taking a smaller group of credit unions and saying, who wants to be alphas? Who wants to be betas? How do we get in there and understand mm-hmm. what are your operational needs? Mm-hmm. What are your configuration mm-hmm. needs? And here's the great part. Amount hasn't built this yet, and we'll be the first ones to do it with them, is net new member. You could actually build membership at the same time as asking for a credit card.
Oh,
it's always
awesome.
Been that you have to have membership first and then get a credit card, but now we're going to build it so you can do it at the same time.
Oh my God.
Get new members.
Oh, because I was about to ask you, what's that membership, what's that experience look like? When you're working with Amount, what's that experience going to look like for the member that the credit union can provide?
Yeah, so we're still going to build. This week was the big announcement week, right? So
I know
I had a lot of people like, when can I have it, right? So like, slow down, right? But no, I love the excitement. More to become, right? I don't know how it's going to look like, but I know that, you know, the NCOA says you have to be a member before you can apply or approve for a product. So we'll have to figure that piece out from a flow perspective, but you know, we'll go through what your eligibility is, what seg you're in, etc., to mm-hmm, understand mm-hmm. how to build this out. But mm-hmm. Most important to me is, and I came from the credit union side. I was both at PenFed and BankFed staff.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and when I was there, we wanted new memberships, right? We wanted new cards, and a lot of consumers come to credit unions just for cards, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the hurdle of membership, as I call it, right? They don't have that hurdle of membership at Cap One or Bank of America, right? And so how do you make that more of a streamlined process, more integrated to reduce the friction of mm-hmm. why do I need to be a member? What's this membership thing?
Right.
So that's what we're trying to accomplish, is to help credit unions get new members, retain share, because the competition's either like Apple already out there or others are building this, and we mm-hmm. want to offer it to our member owners.
That's awesome. That was one of the things that I saw in the press release, because you get... Because it was almost like the cart before the horse. It's like, hey, you give them the card, but they're not a member yet. How does that happen? So I'm glad you explained
that. Make it all at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. Get it all done in one fell swoop. So what are your goals here? What do you guys want to achieve with this partnership with Amount? Obviously, provide credit unions with this experience that is going to be second to none and make them more valuable at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, credit unions have approached this about optimizing that account opening lending experience, but we're not going to stop there. I mean, that's going to be our first focus is credit cards, but I foresee that we're going to move into personal loans, potentially auto with them. We're going to expand our lending mm-hmm. relationship mm-hmm. to be a true loan origination system for our credit unions. It won't be just centric to credit unions. It'll be bigger than that.
Yeah, because it sounds like Amount has a lot to offer. They have the buy now, pay later stuff, they got the credit card stuff, they got the origination stuff, the member, oh my gosh.
They're doing big things, and I think that's why our executive team says, you know what, I think we need to invest in these guys as well.
Well, it's a good move. Yeah, good move for sure. Alrighty, sir, anything else to add on that front?
Because no, Mike,
it sounds like it's ever evolving, it's ever changing.
Hold on, it's ever changing, right? No. I just want to thank you, Mike, for being here. I know I'm your last interview today at this conference. And
wrapping
so
it up nicely.
Wrapping
thank
up.
You.
But thanks for taking the time out to join us. I know everybody's been appreciative. I've been watching online your videos, and everybody's been buzzing about it.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah. That's good to hear. Yeah. We're doing something right.
Right.
So, well, I'm glad to have you in the studio lounge, and I'm happy to close out our PSCU member forum coverage with you, Scott. I mean, and the topics that we're talking about are incredibly timely and important for credit unions as looking into the future. So, really good stuff.
More to come. More to come.
Yeah, lots more to come. All right, man. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Right.
Well done. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
All right.
You too. Go check.